said what you dreaded to be. Are you a rewind, baby, with so much to lose and no present? Are you a ready player in a one-shot scheme? Or are you splicing up a fantasy? Watch this.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's 4 o'clock on the dot for three more seconds. Mike on the mic here in the afternoon, usually here in the morning, but that's okay. It's kind of the same kind of a landscape out there when the sun's just coming up when I get here in the morning. Now it's just going down, but it's kind of the same thing. So I'll be here with you until 6 p.m., 2 hours, and a lot of free form for the 2 hours, and I've got a guest DJ today who's right over there on mic 3, Mr. Ben Loengard. Talk right into that thing.
You hear me? Okay?
I do. Yeah. How you doing, Ben?
Oh, I hope I'm not too loud.
No.
Seasonal greetings. We're right in the middle between Hanukkah and Christmas, so it's kind of a good time of the year.
Yeah, well, you should talk closer to that thing just to really let them hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, like just make like you've known it for your whole life.
I want to have like the very
that's it exactly
low voice.
Yeah. So I like the conditional greeting there. Yeah. Those kind of things work for me.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Yeah. So we've known each other for a little while, and since I've been doing the show, you've been on the weekly threads with a lot of really, really good requests. So really glad you're here today, and not to put any pressure on you, however, let's do some really off the cuff stuff since we are a free form station. We can do whatever we want, pretty much.
Free form.
So the way that I usually do things, everybody, is the first song is usually brand new, and I call it New Noise because that's how I roll. And song 2, 3, and 4 can be anything that kind of fits within the set. I try not to do the themes or the whatever, just whatever makes sense. And the last song, the fifth song of the set, is the one that I like the best. It's just something that's way out of the ordinary, something you haven't heard before, or something you've heard for the first time, and you're like, whoa, who is that? So you discover somebody new. So that's the plan.
The fifth song.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys can grade us after that and see how we do. right, so for now, though, at almost 4:03 in the afternoon, I'm going to start you off with the first new noise of the afternoon. It's by a local lovely lady named Gracie Day, brand new from her, and this is called What You Need, new noise here at WMFO Medford.
Is on the way. peppers the rain from a clear blue sky. Down trickles a tear on a youthful face, feeling in haste and wondering why. Up struggles the sun from a wounded night. Out venture our hearts in their silent shrouds, trying to ignite, but wondering how. And we can't laugh, and we can't cry, and never see the strong hand of love hidden in the shadows. We can dance, and we can sigh, and never see the strong hand of love hidden in the shadows. Young dreamers explode like popped balloons. Some kind of emotional rodeo, learning too slow and acting too soon. Time marches away like a lost platoon. We gracefully age as we feel the weight of loving too late and leaving too soon. And we can't laugh, and we can't cry, and never see the strong hand of love hidden in the shadows. We can dance, and we can't sigh, and never see the strong hand of love hidden in the shadows. We can't laugh, we can't cry, and never see the strong hand of love hidden in the shadows. We can dance, and we can sing.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
WMFO Medford, how you doing? Mike on the mic here, 4:21 in the afternoon. Just missed it by like a minute. What's it? I don't know.
Yeah,
well, I don't know what it was. Hi, Ben Lowengard.
Jethro Tull, remastered, beautiful stuff.
It's beautiful stuff. That's a request, too, so it makes it even more beautiful for Frank Iafola.
Yeah.
Thank you, Frank.
Thanks, Frank.
Yep, Farmer Frank. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's really nice. You know, as far as the Christmas stuff goes, we don't want to do too much, like I said.
That's the best metal Christmas song I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, these days you don't hear flute anymore, do you?
Not much.
That's made of metal.
It is made of metal, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that. I knew that. All right, and just before that, by the way, that was Ring Out Solstice Bells from 1977. It was a remaster, that one. The record is Songs from the Wood. I don't know what that was. I'm sure it was something back then. Just before that was kind of a cool, loungy type of track by an artist called Caro Emerald. It's called, the CD is The Shocking Miss Emerald, and that was Completely. Really nice track there. And a request for Mr. Lowengard here, Bruce Cockburn, from the Strong Hand of Love CD. That was a title track.
That's a tribute to Mark Hurd.
Oh, Oh, that was a beautiful song. Beautiful
song.
That
whole album is actually wonderful, but that's a particularly beautiful version.
He's one of those voices that you just know right away. So unique.
Feel it right here.
Yeah, it's absolutely awesome. Guster, just before that, from 2006. I can't believe this album is 2000. Wow. Ganging Up on the Sun was the CD that was called Ruby Falls. And then we sort of didn't, well, not we. I'm not going to implicate Ben. But I was going to play some new noise, and we were queuing this stuff up from requests that Ben had. And, oh, well, I'm not going to go into it. Joe Cocker, that one was. That was a request, unwitting request for the new
Mad
noise.
Mad Dogs and Englishmen, folks.
Yeah, Sticks and Stones.
Still one of the best.
Was that track, and it was live at the Fillmore East, as so many things are. Okay, so 4:23, almost 4:24 in the afternoon, here till 6, and would like to take your request if you'd like. You can call us here, 855-915-9636, or 855-915-WMFO. Isn't that cool how that works? And Ben, I was telling you when the song was playing, so excited. A lot of DJs here are playing the hell out of this song by a local band called Buffalo Tom. And Buffalo Tom, they'll get together once in a while, usually just to play shows, but they don't really commit things to record anymore. But they did. They've got a new record coming out. I think it's coming out, I think it's in March for some reason, my mind is telling me. It's called Quiet and Peace. So brand new Buffalo Tom here. This is just awesome. Turn it up, everybody. This is WMFO, Bedford.
Was it time coming and going? A time wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter. White clouds rolling in.
Flame. laughter would not quit. It really felt like it was it.
Silver eyes, silver nights, silver rattle.
The depth of the dream we fell in, not for any tongue to speak in. Ah, yes, it's all right, we see the light to a tunnel in. Silver riding, a silver night, silver rattle. Sweet empire time before the bomb burned out the Rhine. Silver riding, a silver night, silver rattle. The fever was so strong, and the nights were never wrong. Silver riding, silver night, silver rattle.
WMFO, Medford, 4:41 in the afternoon. Mike on the mic with you today. How you doing? Ben Lowengard's here with me as well. How you doing, Ben?
Good. I'm just tightening the screw. Looks good.
Yeah. I don't know what happened to Mike 4 when it fell off before, but I didn't do it. No. I don't know. Wasn't me.
No. Loose screws.
Yeah, loose screws. Yeah, we could sort of apply that to me, I think. So it's awfully nice, actually, to have you sitting across from me finally. You know, I really appreciate your comments and stuff and the requests, mostly, that you do when we're on the air at the usual time on Saturday mornings. So it's good to have you here.
Well, I'm happy to be here. And, you know, that last song came about actually because I just did a search on my computer for Revolution, and what popped up was about 30 versions of the Beatles Revolution that I had from all sorts of every version of this was at the bottom of the list.
Well, it's not at the bottom of my list.
Good song.
Steve Earle is always all right. And I guess since we started the conversation, I mean, why were we searching for Revolution? Just because of maybe what happened over the past 3-4 days in our nation's capital. We don't want to get too political, but it made me just get off on the wrong side of the bed today. I mean, I knew that was going to happen, but just the self-congratulatory show yesterday was driving me
insane. I'm going to turn my bed around, actually, so I can always get off on a different side.
Yeah, I think it's still going to come get you, even if you try.
Wow.
I do. But Steve Earle is always a great spokesman, you know, through his music, and the revolution does start now. It has to.
Yeah, it starts, and music is, you know, helps that along, helps, everything needs a song, so.
Oh, wow, can I quote you? That's so prophetic, without even trying. You're just sitting there, like, rocking back and forth, and you come up with that. That's great. Everything needs a song. I'm going to use that. How much are you going to charge me every time I use that?
Well, I like royalties, that would be nice.
This is another one. You're 2 for 2. All right, before that was another request for Mr. Lowengard. Their band called Black Dub. I guess it was from an album of the same name, self-titled, that is. That was Silverado. And where'd you come up with that one?
That's Daniel Lanois and Chris Whitley's daughter, Trixie Whitley, who has this wonderful smoky voice. And I don't know, Daniel Lanois certainly finds really great people to play with. So, and that was like a brief thing he did. It was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, whether he's producing or whether he's doing his own solo work, which we were just talking about, he's done many of both. Another great track involving Daniel Lanois. There was Black Dub. Before that was The Rifles from a collection called Singles Collection. That was Peace and Quiet. I love just about everything that The Rifles do. Love Power Pop. I love that. Sam Phillips, just before that, yet another great request from Mr. Lowengard from the 000 disc. That was Holding Onto the Earth, and that was a bit of a different version than you expected, eh?
Well, there's a pop version, and then there's the other version.
Yeah, the sleepy
zero,
time version.
00 version.
Yeah, yeah. But, had you heard that one before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you think of that one?
I love it.
Yeah, I love it too.
I like it. I like, you know, she's really wonderful.
I love Sam Phillips, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the show that's on after me on Saturday morning, Something About the Women, they play the heck out of Sam Phillips.
Right. And she did a lot of interstitial stuff for the Gilmore Girls. You know, people know her from that.
Sure.
And, I think she's doing a new show now, too. You know,
hey, you get hooked up with a TV show. It's not a bad thing.
Yep.
And started that off with, as I was saying, Buffalo Tom, Boston's Own. The new record's coming out called Quiet and Peace. That was All Be Gone. Like I said, being played by many DJs here at WMFO for good reason. Awfully good to hear Buffalo Tom. All right, it's 4:45 here in the afternoon, which is so weird for me to say. But got some more new noise, and this one's really cool. I love covers. It's a cover, and it's also brand new music from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. I don't even need to tell you the title of this, because you'll know. But it's just a wonderful track, brand new from Beth and Joe, WMFO, Medford. We'll be right back.
You're not teaching me anything.